Canada's Battery Metals by Ron Hull. Strategic global commodity markets research provider Bloomberg NEF recently hosted a special one-off summit in Bali, Indonesia, ahead of both the Business 20 and G20 summits. They ranked 30 leading countries' lithium-ion battery supply chain performance based on 45 metrics across five key themes. These include the availability and supply of key raw materials, manufacturing of battery cells and components, local demand for electric vehicles and energy storage, infrastructure, innovation, and industry and environmental, social and corporate governance considerations. Based on those measures, Canada ranked 3rd, 8th, 10th, 4th and 6th, and although China leads the ranking in three of the five categories, Canada was 2nd in overall ranking. Canada is rich with deposits of all the necessary battery metals. Most resource-rich countries rank low overall because they generally lack domestic battery manufacturing capabilities and EV demand. Below are brief reviews of the various battery metals. Canada has large lithium reserves and is home to both brine deposits and spodumene hard rock deposits. It also has significant lithium in brines historically associated with oil and gas reservoirs. The opportunity for brine lithium in Canada has been revolutionized by direct lithium extraction. In DLE, raw brine goes straight to chemical production rather than going to large evaporation ponds. DLE is faster and has a lower environmental impact than conventional extraction methods. Canada has been a leading supplier of nickel for many years, producing 6.7% of the world's nickel in 2020. This amounts to 170 ba. However, at present, Canada does not process any battery-grade nickel. There are, however, several pathways from Canada's sulfate ore deposits to producing battery metals. Currently, Canadian nickel from Vale's Long Harbour facility in Newfoundland is mined and refined to Class 1 nickel metal and then shipped to Europe for further processing into battery-grade material. Elsewhere, Vale's Ontario and Manitoba operations produce nickel concentrate that is smelted to matte and refined to Class 1 nickel in Ontario. Glencore's Ontario and Quebec operations produce nickel concentrate that is smelted to matte in Ontario and shipped to Europe for refining to Class 1 metal. Sherritt International produces Class 1 nickel in Alberta from imported joint venture feed materials. However, producing Class 1 metal may not be the most efficient route from mine to battery metals. Sherritt pioneered the use of hydrometallurgy for treating nickel concentrates from Manitoba in the 1950s, and Long Harbour has adopted a different hydrometallurgical route in Newfoundland. Modern hydrometallurgy can be a low-carbon alternative to traditional fossil fuel smelting. Canada is home to significant copper production in Quebec, Newfoundland, Ontario, and British Columbia. Tech Resources, a homegrown senior Canadian firm with a significant global footprint, supplies Canada's needs in the near term from its new Chilean project. Canada is well stocked with rare earth elements, with promising demonstrations for mining, processing, and recycling. In 2022, the Avalon Advanced Materials Necolacho deposit in the Northwest Territories began production under Australian miners Cheetah Resources. The project mines material from the Necolacho deposit and transports it to Saskatchewan for further processing. Search Minerals has deposits in Labrador and is piloting a hydrometallurgical process for refining rare earths into oxides. Rio Tinto has a project to produce scandium in northern Quebec. Additionally, GeoMega Resources is advancing RE magnet recycling and processing facilities, hence, contributing to the demand for battery-grade materials. The government of Saskatchewan has also invested in the supply chain through a $35 million rare earths processing facility. In Phase 1, the facility will begin processing monazite ores. Then, in Phase 2, it will refine these into oxides and, ultimately, into neodymium and praseodymium metal. Canada is also home to Neo Performance Materials, which processes rare earths in China and Estonia and manufactures RE powders and magnets in Thailand. Cobalt is usually a byproduct of nickel and copper mining, with the notable exception of the Silver Cobalt Camp in Northeast Ontario, and several firms are seeking to expand Canada's processing capacity to produce the cobalt hydroxide and sulfate needed for the battery metal supply chain. Manganese mining and production has not been developed in Canada, but the country is home to the largest deposits in North America, and two junior miners, Manganese X and Canadian Manganese, have explored deposits suitable for producing battery metals. Natural Resources Canada reported recently that in 2020, the direct contribution of Canada's minerals and metal sector to Canada's gross domestic product was $70 billion, which represented 3% of Canada's total GDP. The indirect effects from the minerals and metal sector added a further $37 billion to the GDP, for a total contribution of $107 billion. Battery metals and minerals are big business in Canada, and with the energy transition well underway and the adoption of electric vehicles outpacing even the best predictions, these numbers are expected to rapidly increase further, along with related investments and other opportunities in the industry. Seeing this growth, and recognizing the greater potential for the industry, in January 2022, the Battery Metals Association of Canada took steps to help align the industry and coordinate efforts. Starting by hosting a series of interactive stakeholder workshops, followed by conducting leading industry research, this work culminated in the development of the in-depth industry analysis and overview that would become the roadmap for harnessing the maximum value of these resources through each step along the value chain from extraction, processing, and use, and recycling of these resources. Lithium Mink Resources Corp. is an exploration and development company that is focused on advancing a large portfolio of lithium-enriched brine projects in Western Canada. Its aim is to capitalize on rising demand for lithium, a key ingredient in the production of lithium-ion batteries, which are used in small electronic devices, including smartphones, laptops, and electric vehicles. Lithium Mink has acquired over 4.07 million acres of mineral titles in Western Canada, including 3.7 million in Alberta and 326,000 in Saskatchewan. The company says its mineral titles are strategically positioned over known brine reservoirs that provide a unique combination of scale, grade, and exceptional flow rates that are necessary for a large-scale direct brine lithium production. It intends to use DLE technology to bring the lithium-enriched brine to surface using traditional oil and gas infrastructure, including roughly 1,100 wells that were used to support decades of ONG production. The process involves the production of a lithium concentrate, which goes through traditional processes of polishing and electrolysis. The desired end product is a high-purity lithium hydroxide, which can be produced on-site. Brines and spodumene represent the two main sources of commercial lithium production. By comparison, DLE leaves a much smaller environmental footprint as the lithium-depleted brine is re-injected into the reservoir. Test work results indicate that the selected DLE ion exchange technology can be a highly effective and scalable method of extracting lithium chloride from the brine on its flagship Boardwalk project in Alberta. The technology has been proven on a lab scale, but it is yet to be proven at commercial scale, said Libank CEO Robert Shuchik, making commercial viability both the risk and reward associated with this company. However, he said DLE technology is also being tested by companies such as E3 Lithium Limited, Standard Lithium Ltd., and Lake Resources. A successful commercial-scale DLE outcome from any of Libank's peers could lend to opportunities for commercial success for us all. It is worth noting here that prices for lithium carbonate recently rallied to record highs on the back of booming electric vehicle demand in China. Based on the assumption that electric vehicles make up around 40% of new passenger car sales by 2030, United Kingdom-based energy consultant Wood Mackenzie recently predicted that nearly 800,000 tons of additional lithium carbonate equivalent will be required to come online in the next 5 years to meet future demand. Aside from strong demand and high pricing, Libank sees opportunity in the fact that North American lithium production represents 2% of current global demand. By comparison, Chile and Argentina account for 36.7% and 11.9% of global demand, respectively. Shuchik says he is aiming for commercial-scale production as early as 2026. Meanwhile, Libank has already achieved a key milestone by announcing a 43-101 compliant mineral resource estimate for its Boardwalk project, which is located in west-central Alberta, 270 kilometers northwest of Edmonton. Boardwalk covers 572,237 acres. It hopes to announce PAs for two more projects before the end of this year. In a November 2022 press release, the company said Boardwalk is estimated to host 393,000 tons of indicated lithium carbonate equivalent at a grade of 71.6 mg L and 5.8 million tons of inferred LC at 68.0 mg L lithium. Shuchik said this represents an historic achievement as it is the first lithium brine project in Canada where there is enough historical oil and gas well entry points, brine assaying and hydrogeological work to confidently classify a portion of the lithium resource as indicated in accordance with CIM definition standards. According to a hydrogeological study completed in October 2022, the indicated resource is located within Liebank's intended production zone. The study indicates that Boardwalk is capable of consistent, high-volume brine flow over 20 years within the production zone. Completing a PEA at Boardwalk is another key step that may impact the company's equity value. On January 10, 2023, Liebank shares were trading at $1.24 in a 52-week range of $2.10 and $0.62, leaving the company with a market cap of $46 million, based on around 37 million shares outstanding. The company's largest shareholder is director Paul Matysek. His experience in the lithium space includes a spell as executive chairman of Lithium X Energy Corporation, which was sold to NextView New Energy Lion Hong Kong Ltd. for $265 million. He was previously CEO of Lithium One, a company that merged with Australian company Galaxy Resources to create a multi-billion dollar integrated lithium company. Liebank plans to use the knowledge and experience derived from Boardwalk to develop other projects in its portfolio, including the Park Place project, also located in Alberta, and the Kindersley project in Saskatchewan. It hopes to announce resource estimates for both Park Place and Kindersley in the first quarter of 2023. PEAs for Park Place and Kindersley are expected by the third quarter and fourth of quarter of this year, respectively. Liebank expects to benefit from the fact that 70 years of oil and gas activities from various petroleum companies have developed a strong foundation of social and physical infrastructure in the area where Liebank's properties are located, including networks of all-weather gravel roads, drill sites that can be easily accessed from provincial highways, and electrical transmission lines that run through and adjacent to the project. Mosaic Minerals Corp. is a company that offers investors a low-risk window on early-stage exploration for nickel, lithium, and other strategic minerals in Quebec. Mosaic believes that investing in exploration for minerals such as lithium and nickel, which are required to support the modern electrical industry, including electric vehicles, presents strategic opportunities for the appreciation of shareholder value in the short and medium term. Lithium and strategic minerals, including nickel, are in high demand for the foreseeable future, said Jonathan Hamill, president and CEO of Mosaic. It is why he is working to position Mosaic in a sector which is increasingly mobilizing the attention of major players, including certain states, as they seek to secure a supply chain for their military and high-tech industries. Mosaic is gearing up for a strong start to 2023. Key plans include drilling for nickel at the company's Gabbary project southwest of Rouyn-Noranda. Mosaic is also preparing an initial exploration program for the 2023 season that will target lithium and strategic minerals on its recently acquired projects in the Jamesy area of northern Quebec. These projects cover nearly 20,000 hectares spread over six mining blocks. According to data from the Quebec Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources, they contain several geological indications that favor the presence of lithium and strategic minerals. The 2023 exploration work aims to confirm the presence of spodumene pegmatites and or the presence of strategic minerals on Mosaic properties. In order to verify the data from the MERN, the planned work will include sampling, a set of geological, geochemical, and spectrometric surveys, coupled with aerial magnetic surveys. The goal is to quickly identify targets where exploration crews can focus their efforts in the summer of 2023. Any positive developments would likely impact the company's shares, which were trading at 12 cents on January 6, 2023, in a 52-week range of 15 cents and $0.045, leaving the junior with a market cap of under $7 million, based on 57.52 million shares outstanding. Prior to its recent pivot into lithium exploration, Mosaic was focused on nickel and held three projects where the base metal is the prime exploration target. In early July 2022, Mosaic said it had struck a deal to acquire a 100% interest in both the Gabbary and the 113 North projects from Focus Mining Corp in exchange for 5.0 million common shares. Earlier option agreements gave Mosaic the right to earn a 50% in 113 North and 80% of Gabbary. Under the updated agreement, Focus retains a 2% net smelter royalty on both properties and owns about 10 million shares, or a 16% stake in Mosaic. The Gabri project consists of 114 mining claim cells covering 6,064 hectares and is located approximately 150 kilometers southwest of Rouyn Noranda. The project is accessible via paved and gravel roads and is also located 11 kilometers east of the former Lorraine mine, which produced 600,000 tons of ore, grading 0.47% nickel and 1.08% copper. Gabri is a nickel-rich ultramafic intrusive that potentially stretches for over 9.0 kilometers, the company has said. In the fourth quarter of 2021, Mosaic launched a drill program aimed at testing the lateral extension of the Pike nickel showing, which was discovered in 2010. Mosaic was also aiming to test the depth extension of the original discovery. Another objective was to confirm the presence of nickel all along a magnetic anomaly in the southern part of the property, which stretches for over 7.0 kilometers. The company carried out a 1,500-meter drilling program in the fourth quarter of 2021 and was planning an additional 5,000 meters in 2002. When it released a say back in August 2022, the company said drilling highlights include hole GA22-10, which returned a grade of 0.23% nickel over a strike length of 120 meters. In hole GA21-07, the company intersected a 165-meter zone showing a grade of 0.26% nickel, including 121.5 meters at a grade of 0.32% nickel and 0.4% nickel over 15 meters. This hole was located in the Pike West area, approximately 1.8 kilometers west of the original Pike Nickel area. The company is planning to complete another 1,500 meters of drilling at Gabri. The program will consist of four holes and should begin around mid-January. The aim is to test different fold hinges associated with ultramafic units corresponding to a major eomagnetic anomaly of more than 8 kilometers. Drilling will focus on the Pike Nickel West area. The 113 North project is located in the southeastern part of the Abitibi Greenstone Belt and is comprised of 59 claims covering 3,010 hectares within a 6 to 12 kilometer wide band made up of volcano sedimentary rocks located between the granodiorite tonalite batholiths of Jocelyn and Montgay. The company said gold, copper, nickel, platinum, and palladium showings were discovered in the geological environment near the project. In early September 2022, Mosaic launched a 1,000-meter drill program at 113 North that is designed to test the possible continuity of an ultramafic associated with the Fortin Sill nickel-copper showing on Quebec Nickel Corp's Ducrose project, located approximately 300 meters south of the property boundary. Drilling on the Fortin Sill has previously returned 0.82% nickel plus copper and 0.65 GT platinum palladium gold over a core interval of 20.7 meters. The company said a magnetic anomaly trending NNOSSE seems associated with this showing. This, according to MERN data and results obtained by Quebec Nickel, would contain interesting nickel, copper, platinum, and palladium and gold values. Power Nickel Inc. says recent exploration results indicate that company is in the process of confirming Canada's next nickel sulfide mine in Quebec. Power Nickel is drilling its flagship NISC project in a bid to become a supplier of low-carbon Class 1 nickel to the developing North American electric vehicle supply chain. In keeping with that goal, the company plans to prepare a new mineral resource estimate in accordance with NI 43-101 standards of disclosure, identify additional high-grade mineralization, and develop a process to potentially produce nickel sulfates responsibly for batteries to be used in the electric vehicles industry. A new resource estimate is due to be announced in the second quarter of 2023. Nickel has become really scarce and tough to find, said Power Nickel CEO Terry Lynch in a recent interview. So, if you have got high-grade Class 1 nickel deposit of at least 8 to 10 million tons and can produce it in an environmentally friendly way, your ability to commercialize that will be a no-brainer. I think we can get there in our next resource update, and remember, this is just one pod in what will be most probably a multiple pod development. Could we get to a Lynn Lake or Voisey's Bay size? We think that's certainly possible. Back in February 2021, Power Nickel completed the acquisition of its option to acquire up to 80% of the NISC project from Critical Elements Lithium Corporation. The NISC property occupies a large land position with numerous high-grade nickel intercepts in the southern portion of the EOSG James Bay Territory, a region that hosts a number of mining projects and improving infrastructure. It consists of two blocks, covering 46 square kilometers and a length of over 20 kilometers. The route due north from Shibugamo runs inside the south border of the property. Nisk 1 is also traversed by a Hydro-Quebec power line and road. Nisk is a known nickel PGE occurrence where historical work, including preliminary metallurgical test work, led to an evaluation of the resource potential of the Nisk 1 main zone. The Nisk 1 deposit is estimated to host a 3.1 million ton historic resource, consisting of a measured resource of 1.25 million tons of grade 1.09% nickel, 0.56% copper, 0.07% cobalt, 1.11 GT palladium, and 0.20 GT platinum. On top of that is another 783,000 tons of indicated material and 1.05 million tons of inferred. However, more work is required to bring the historic resource in line with NI 43-101 standards of disclosure. After exercising the option to earn 80% power, Nickel completed a 2,400-meter drill program that was reported in March 2022. It has been drilling since mid-September and has completed 14 holes of approximately 6,000 meters. However, the company has since expanded its drilling plans after recently raising $4.2 million from an oversubscribed non-brokered private placement of 13.7 million flow-through units priced at 20 cents per unit and 14.4 million non-flow-through units priced at 10 cents each. The company is now planning for another 9,000 meters of drilling in its spring campaign. The company expects to report assays every 3 to 4 weeks for the next 6 months. On January 12, 2023, the company said the latest drilling results confirm the pre-sensiophy-grade nickel-copper-cobalt platinum group element mineralization in the Nisk main zone and have extended the mineralization by an additional 150 meters at depth to the east and below the central portion. Significant results in the latest batch of assay include 40.3 meters at 0.88% nickel, 0.56% copper, 0.06% cobalt, 1.64 ppm palladium and 0.15 ppm platinum in hole PN22-009. We are confident that the upcoming Phase 3 drilling campaign will continue demonstrating the system's robustness, with more results in line with our best hole to date, PN22-009, said Lynch. On January 16, 2013, Power Nickel shares closed at 20 cents and currently trade in a 52-week range of 30 cents and 9 cents. Aside from the Nisk project, Power Nickel has a 100% interest in the Golden Ivan project near the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle area. This property hosts two known mineral showings and a portion of the past-producing Silverado mine, which was reportedly exploited between 1921 and 1939. The company is also the 100% owner of five properties comprising over 50,000 acres strategically located in the prolific iron oxide copper-gold belt of northern Chile. It also owns a 3% NSR royalty interest on any future production from the Copiquar copper-molybdenum deposit property located on property that borders Teck Resources Limited's producing Quebrada Blanca copper mine.